It was September 23rd, a Saturday. A little less than halfway through my first year as a collegiate athlete, and I had finally started my very first game against Mills College, a team we were sure to beat. Now, any college freshman will tell you that their goal starting the season is to be part of the starting 11. So as you can imagine, I was ecstatic to be on the field. The center referee blew his whistle to begin the game, and I took off, sprinting up and down the sidelines, asking for the ball, trying my best to make an impact on the game. That all came to a halt at about the five-minute mark, when every athlete's worst fear would become a reality for me. I had the ball at my feet when my defender runs after me in my blind spot and takes out my entire left leg. I hear a pop in my knee and immediately fall to the ground in the most excruciating pain I've ever felt in my life. I started hyperventilating and yelling in pain. Our team's athletic trainer rushed onto the field with my coach alongside her, and they were able to help me limp off the field. It all happened so fast that I didn't really snap back into reality when I heard the trainer say the three-letter word no athlete ever wants to hear, ACL. However, in order to get a complete understanding of mine and every other athlete's fear of this word, we have to go through my journey of becoming a collegiate athlete. Like most other athletes, I've been playing this sport since a very young age and have never stopped. I would spend my weekends at my community fields playing AYSO up until the age of 12, and I spent so much of my childhood here that it's where my love for the game really grew into something I knew I wanted to do for as long as I could. But of course, at this very young age, I wasn't thinking about college. That whole journey started when I began to play club soccer. After playing a year with a lower-level club team, my first year I switched over to playing for a club based in Newport Beach called Slammers FC, and this is where I spent the rest of my club years before going off to college. They were known to be the best girls' club in the country, so playing for them was nothing less than a challenge. College showcases every couple months, and playing against the best of the best every weekend really showed me where I was with my level of play. Before I was even done with my freshman year of high school, my coach was already pushing us to talk to colleges and getting started with the process. Now, the recruitment process is definitely easier for others, but for me, it was a long and tough one. I can't even recount how many emails and phone calls I've made within those years and how many times I was rejected. The rejections were, of course, hard to hear, but only made me more determined to find the right college program for me. And after a long 4 years, I finally made my decision to play for UCSC. Once I did, it felt as if a huge weight was lifted off my shoulders and I could finally breathe. All my hard work has paid off, and it was one of the best feelings in the world. I rode that good feeling up until the match, my life would change forever. In that moment I got injured, it really does happen so fast that you never know what to do or say. Of course, sitting on the trainer's table, I tried to prepare myself by being as positive as possible and thought to myself, maybe it's not that bad, maybe it's just a sprain. But nothing can truly prepare you for the worst news of your life. When the athletic trainer said it was my ACL, my heart sunk to my stomach and all my feelings had rushed to the surface. When you work your whole life towards one goal and you're finally there, but something comes and tries to take it away, it's devastating. I felt as if my dream had been taken away in an instant. Eventually, after many doctor visits, I found out my ACL was partially torn and my MCL and LCL were sprained. These results were better than expected, but that feeling of devastation never went away. Fast forward to today, and I'm almost 3 months post-injury, and considering where I was initially, I have made a great deal of progress. I attend weekly physical therapy, and as everyone goes by, I get stronger and stronger. This injury may be a setback for me, but it's also the start of a major comeback. It makes me want to work even harder than I did before and push myself to new limits, which I don't think I would have done before. Looking back at my injury, I guess in an odd way you can say it was also a blessing in disguise. Sitting out for the rest of the season and being told I won't be able to play full contact until next fall really changed my respect for the game. I look at my teammates and think how lucky they are to play, but also remember that I was once that lucky too. I took for granted simple things that I have months till I can do now, like shooting a ball or even running. They say you never truly appreciate something until you lose it, and there's nothing I appreciate more than the game.